Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be talking about pink eye in livestock.
That's right. You know, last time I was in, we talked about anaplasmosis, another summertime, early fall issue or disease that we keep an eye out for. Today I do want to talk about pink eye, and pink eye can be a costly disease for cattlemen during the summer and early fall. It's a disease that is often caused by direct irritation of the cornea of the eye followed by a bacterial infection, and some of the factors that contribute to the disease would be like UV light. If you've, you know, that's why we like to have a little shade in our pastures. Dust getting into the eye can also be an irritant. Grass seed heads or even weed seeds, weed leaves, you know, if they get in contact with the eye. And a lot of times with grazing cattle, you know, the cow will put her head down to eat. Well, she gets her eye hit by some of those weeds or the seed stalks, and we have problems. Of course, another issue is face flies, and face flies are actually kind of a double whammy because they feed on the tears that come from the pink eye, and they can actually spread it then. So they can not only be the irritant, they can also be a source of spreading the disease. So what we should be on the lookout for is if we see cattle that have excessive tearing or squinting of their eyes, that's going to be the first sign that we'll see, okay? Oftentimes when the tears, as they run down a face, they'll become, oh, there'll be dirt that'll collect there and grime and that kind of stuff. And it's really usually something you can see from some distance. So once you see that, it's a good sign that we have some issues going on with pink eye. Might be something to think about treating. But as that disease progresses, the eye will become red, and the cornea or the clear part of the eye oftentimes will become cloudy, and sometimes in rare cases, but it can have an ulcer and actually can rupture the eye. And in those instances, that's not a good thing. You know, cattle lose their eye and that kind of thing. But so what we want to do is we want to treat those cattle, of course, before they get to that stage. And what we typically like to use is a long-acting oxytetracycline antibiotic, and then follow that with a patch over the eye. And the eye patch actually does two things. It takes away the irritation of maybe the fly or the UV light or the dust, you know, it takes that away, but it also then prevents the spread of the disease because the flies can't get in there. They can't spread the disease into other cattle that are in the pasture. Prevention, it always starts with good health. You know, you want to have optimum herd health. You want to provide adequate forage. You want to have good vitamin and mineral program and a solid vaccination program. Other ways that would help fight the disease or some things you could do would be mow your tall grass pastures, mow the seed heads down, okay? Reduce dust that it's in a lot. If your cattle are in a lot, maybe you have to water it down once in a while to just kind of reduce that dust level. Fly control, that's pretty easily to do. We can do that with sprays, ear tags, lots of different things. The fly that we're typically after in this instance is the face fly. And then the other thing to do is isolate those cattle that have the disease. Take them, put them up in the lot, take care of them, separate them from the rest of the herd. So hopefully if we use some of these techniques, these strategies, we can reduce the amount of pink eye that we see in our herd. So that's all I have for this time. And so till next time, stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Rod. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.